Fred Film Radio.
You're listening to Fred Film Radio. This is Benedicte Pro, and today I'm speaking with Katharina Mückstein at La Roche-Turion about a movie that is in a section perspective, but it premiered in Berlin in the Panorama section, where it won third prize. Hello, Katharina.
Hi.
So this film, L'Animale, focuses on one character, Mattie, who is more than a tomboy. She's bikes with the boys, she fights with the boys, she spits in girls' faces, she doesn't feel well. You can tell that she has an inner struggle. How did that character came about?
The lead actress, Sophie Stockinger, she was in my first film, Talia, when she was 14, and it was her first film. And I just enjoyed working with her so much, and I was just really impressed by her, not only talent, but also discipline. So when she was 14, she worked like literally like a grown-up actress. And I just felt like I needed to make another film with her. And so I started to write L'Animale, and I really wanted to create a transformational role for her. Mm-hmm. So Sophie as a private person is very, very different to the character Mati. And in general, I was just, I'm not so much interested in the genre coming of age. It's just that I wanted to work with her again. So it was clear that there were going to be adolescents in the center of the film. But I really wanted to make a film about sexual identities and gender identities, and wanted to say that these are not only matters of adolescence. So that's why I surrounded this main character with a lot of different characters, also grown-ups, her parents, who all in their way suffer through an identity crisis.
Mm-hmm. But the character herself, there's no figure of a father. The father is there, but we never see her with the father. So we mostly see her with her friend, guy friend. They bike together, they have fun together, they go dance. The film is punctuated by scenes where everybody goes out and they're dancing, and you can see a lot of the dynamics already, the sexual dynamics operating in the night context. She has a friendship. She doesn't start it this way with a girl, Carla. And you see her quite a bit with her mother, who is a veterinarian, and she's learning with her. I thought that this making her the student of her mother and following in the steps of her mother, despite the fact that she has her own differences and she will not follow in all the steps, I thought that this was an interesting image.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm really tired of mothers being portrayed as, you know, only mothers in films. Mm-hmm. A lot of times you would see a mom who is, you know, you see her when she's preparing the dinner and you see her when she sends her kids to school, but you never get to know who is she, what's her job, what's her identity in this society. And I think the actual generation of mothers, of teenagers, are all working women, and a lot of women are have like high expectations in their children, and they push their children to succeed professionally and in life. And I just wanted to portray a mother like this, and also maybe the conflict that comes up also between generations of women, that even though the mother is in her way an emancipated woman who did everything right, so she has this great career, she has built a house, she has a heterosexual paradise in a way, but still in the end she ends up stuck in her role. And I just really wanted to show this contrast of maybe a new generation of younger women, and not only women, younger people in general, who maybe now have the opportunity to be more open with their gender identities. And they actually are. You can see nowadays that there are so many young people experimenting with their sexual identities and their gender identities. And I just wanted to portray Mati as being part of this generation, or at least she has the chance to be part of this generation.
Actually, the scene where she dances with Carla, they dance like a woman. I mean, she is a young woman, but she's not acting like. So there is this thing of comparing with an image that you should have. I found that in the mother, there's this when she says to her mother, "I'm not necessarily the person you think I am," and also the boy, the guy friend. There's the codes and the projections of the other that want you to be a certain way, but that is also what they don't see. There's also that they can't even imagine what's going on. And in fact, Carla, in the beginning, Matty thinks that she's just this girl. And then she discovers that she's a girl who's on her own, who's working. So it's the codes that they fight, the impositions, but also what the people don't see about them.
Yeah, I guess the interesting thing of our times is that even though we are opening up to new categories of being, we are creating new categories all the time, and again trying to find stereotypes to kind of understand who other people are. And so between the girls in my film, I just wanted to maybe show the power of real understanding, so maybe the power of acceptance, that someone is opening up, and maybe it's kind of like ice breaking between the two of them. So Carla kind of provokes Matty to come out of her shell and maybe let go a little bit of her protection, and so she opens her hair and she asks her to dance like a mermaid. Mm-hmm. And they're making like a joke out of it, right?
Okay.
And and it's and I find it interesting also when I work with younger women nowadays, I feel like they have a lot of possibilities to also be ironic about gender roles, and they feel it and they see the possibilities of identities. Not so much the boys. I think the boys are very, very reduced to a certain style of masculinity and very much under pressure. But I feel like the feminist movement of the last 100 years has at least for the girls achieved a certain freedom to to find their roles.
It is evolving, but still there is a conflict. And that is also represented in the films by moments of sort of betrayal. Betrayal, also in the story of the mother, there is betrayal. And between the girls, of course, I mean, this shows that the struggle is still on.
Yeah, I think really the key part of identity problems is that as soon as you choose to be different, you're betraying whatever people are expecting of you. So the mother wants her to be like a real girl. She asks her to wear a nicer bra and show off her boobs because she has nice boobs. And at the same time, the guys kind of ask her to be just like her, but then when one of them falls in love with her, he would rather like her to be a girlfriend and not a buddy. So her surroundings are just full of expectations. And so really there has to be betrayal to actually become yourself.
And yet the title refers to another enemy. The title refers to an Italian song that actually will give, I cannot say, but it's a very nice sort of climactic moment of the film, surprising also in change of tone, that says that there is an animal inside you. This is the one you're fighting again.
Yeah, I mean, I really find it interesting how we look at animals as something inferior to us. But really, I love to observe animals, and I'm always impressed how they are always authentic. So we as humans, we are probably the only animal that lives with a mask on all the time. And we try not to show what's inside of us, whilst every other animal shows what's inside of them all the time. And I really love this song by Franco Battiato, and chose it for my film because he sings about this animal that he has within himself that never leaves him in peace when he tries to fake things or when he tries to do the maybe right thing or maybe fulfill other people's expectations. So yeah, I thought this image of the animal could be maybe we could look at it from a different perspective.
And now it actually makes me think of the difference in feel of the scenes, for example, where they're all at this dance club. It's not a big city. I don't know in which town you filmed, but or in which town it's supposed to be. It's a nameless town, I suppose. But there's this one nightclub where everybody goes, and there you can have the human animal behaving. And then you have moments where she's riding or running in the forest. So now that you say this, I'm thinking that the play with the space and the way people interact in the space kind of relates to the animals as well.
Yeah, I mean, I always, on the one hand, I'm always interested in making films that are not so clear about time and place. But at the same time, I very much care about the position of my characters in their space. Mm-hmm. And I think that there is this very special energy about adolescent bodies. Mm-hmm. So they are just, you know, they're just about to somehow blossom or just about to open up and become themselves. But at the same time, they are very suppressed and very much under pressure to fit into certain images also with their bodies. So they bear this conflict within them, and it makes their bodies so interesting, and I think it just gives a lot of energy to a film to have adolescents just, you know, move freely in a film.
Well, somehow it seems simple, but it's a very complex film, L'Animale, as the listeners can hear. And I hope they go to see your movie, Katharina Mückstein, L'Animale. Thank you so much for speaking to me today.
Thank you for having me.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.